It's 11:24. I'm just getting up. It's big day. Watch Jimmy Kimmel live tonight, unless you're not in the country. Yo, Rob from Brighton, you can't watch Jimmy Kimmel live. They don't allow you people to watch. It's only for Americans, probably Canadians. But my parents are in Ireland. They have to. They're FaceTiming my sister-in-law, and then she's gonna point her phone at the TV because they don't have Jimmy Kimmel live in Ireland. So I guess America is the best country in the world if we have the talk show that I'm gonna be on. It's crazy. When I started this podcast, I didn't think I was gonna be on TV at this point in time. So that's pretty cool. Alright, let's look at the news. I'm not gonna dwell on that shit. It's got me all nervous. I have no idea. What's I'm just gonna try to find happy news. Let's look for happy news. I don't need to see about children being murdered or something. Kellogg's claims Frosties is an adult cereal to get around kids' sugar tax. This is in England, it looks like. Oh, well, here, this is a British thing. Apparently, they call Frosted Flakes Frosties, but it's still got Tony the Tiger on it. Maybe flakes means like butthole there or something. You know, it's a those got different words. Those Brits, get on board with the American English already. It's Frosted Flakes. We made it. We know what it's called, but they're saying it's adult cereal. I don't disagree. Yeah, tell kids they can't eat that shit. It's for adults. I would eat Frosted Flakes as an adult for sure. Not my go-to cereal. Go-to cereal, Hall of Famer, Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. You can't beat Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs. I don't know what they call it over there in England. They probably call it Reese's. I don't know. I couldn't come up with a funny name. I'm sorry. I started off as like, oh, I thought I had a handle on like a funny name, and then I didn't. But they probably have I don't know if they even have it there, but they have Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs, and then I think most people's favorite would be my second favorite, very close favorite, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then the list kind of goes Frosted Flakes. And then it kind of, I don't give a shit after that. Captain Crunch. I also hate milk, so I eat all cereal dry. It's just candy. But it's, say it's for adults. Yeah, they have a child sugar tax in England. Say this is a grown sexy cereal. You need to show ID. Then kids shouldn't be allowed to eat. You gotta be 18 and over to get the Frosties. Florida man being chased by cops stops to shoot up heroin. Hey, you need it. You need that fix. It's not gonna make you go faster, I think. I think it'd slow you down, but I guess if you're gonna be bent over puking, you gotta admire this guy. Oh, that sweet, sweet H. How's everybody on heroin? Everybody's on heroin. Every once in a while, everybody's on heroin. It seems like. I don't know anybody on heroin, so not everybody. But it's always popular, but I guess it just, like, becomes in the news because it's more in the suburbs. I don't know. But everybody's acting like heroin's brand new. And, I don't know. I saw the guy doing it in the Nick. And that was, when was that? That was like a million years ago. they're riding around horses and shit. Children's charity, cops for kids accused of defrauding $4.2 million from Ohio donors across all counties. Cops for, so they, what'd they do? The old fake jar scam? I did that. You go around with the jar. You go around with a jar. You say, hey, it's for a charity. I'm collecting for the fucking, oh, I'm collecting for the disease. And then like, what disease? Oh, collecting for the prolapsed assholes. Why am I gotta go to assholes for comedy every time when I'm reaching for, yes. Assholes are always funny. So we're trying to raise awareness for prolapsed assholes. It's very people don't like to talk about it. It's an embarrassing affliction. And then they say, "Oh, that's terrible. Here's some money you put in the jar," and then you walk away and you mutter, "What a fucking sucker!" And they're like, "What?" And like, "Nothing." I think, is that what they pull that scam? I didn't say, I forget what we said we were collecting money for, but we did go around collect. I think it might have been we were like, "Oh, will you sponsor us in this fun run?" And most people wouldn't. Is we had no we had nothing that made it sound like legitimate, but a few people just gave us money to go away. But these cops for kids seem to have a real much bigger scam. There's a paywall on the article, so we'll never know. Nazi sympathizer profiled at the Times loses his job. Well, because he's a Nazi. He didn't bring that up at work, I would imagine. If it was so okay to be a Nazi, you could bring it up at work. So what was his job? It's Nazi sympathizer. He's a sympathizer, so maybe he doesn't consider himself a Nazi. He's just a sympathizer. Is that the same thing? Otherwise, an unremarkable person. I don't know what job he had that he lost, but yeah, fuck him. But then if you don't allow racists to have jobs, then all the homeless people will be racist. And then you really won't feel like giving them money, because he's just going to spend it on something racist. Well, they'll be mentally ill and racist, so you have to be like, "Hey, are you crazy?" And he'll be like, "No." He'll be like, "Fuck you, you racist asshole." And they'll be like, "No, I am crazy. I say I'm not, because I'm not crazy." He's like, "All right. Here's a sandwich." Okay, one more story and I gotta get on with my day. I have to prepare. There's a lot of things. I have to up my social media. If you don't follow me on Instagram, this is serious. I can't believe I'm saying this shit, but it's the truth. If you don't follow me on Instagram and Twitter, do it. And if you're like, "Oh, I don't have social media accounts," get them and then follow me. And then forget them. Delete them. You don't even need to have them on there. It's a fake follow. It's the old fake follow. It's a scam I'm pulling, where I get people to sign up for Twitter, follow me, and then delete their account. And then I have you as a follower, because they won't purge you out of the system for years. It's good for them. It's good for me. It doesn't hurt you. And it's at Chris Laker for both. And if you want to be my friend on Facebook, for some reason nobody cares how many people you have on Facebook. I think because Facebook is like Twitter for assholes. Let's see. Man accused of threatening to kill congressman over net neutrality. I'm not going to comment on that story at all. Just saying that it happened. It's a headline here. Man who inspired ALS Ice Bucket Challenge succumbs to the disease at age 46. Oh, that's terrible. I guess, was it in his family? Like, did he just have some kind of weird premonition? Like, I'm going to do it. This is weird. He helped with the disease, and now he's got it. Which makes me say, hey, I'm staying away from all these disease charities now. I'm not going to catch cancer on one of these fun runs. I know I said fun run before. My improv skill. I'm not classically trained in improv. I'll have you know. I learned it all in the streets. Well, I hope that guy gets better. Can he get better from ALS? Oh, he's dead?
That's what succumb means.
Oh. Oh, he had it.
Yes.
He had it. Then he started the ice bucket. Jacqueline's telling me succumbs means he died. Well, tell me he died. Tell me he succumbed. So I guess he already had it when he started the ice bucket challenge. All right, so go back to your charity work. Show up to your charity work today. It's fine. You won't get anything. He already had it. And then, of course, he already had it. People are very selfish. When everybody wears a bracelet for awareness, it's because they got it or somebody close to them got it. They never were like, oh, no, I just had an interest in ALS. It looks terrible. I don't know anybody with it, but it looks awful. So I'm wearing a bracelet, and I'm telling people, you know what's bad? ALS. And you're like, you know, I knew that, but I wasn't thinking about it today. So you did raise my awareness. All right. Well, rest in peace, that guy. The Ice Bucket Challenge was a lot of fun. Who didn't enjoy those videos? And I even filmed my friend Ian Gent, who you know from this show, him doing the Ice Bucket Challenge in the street in front of my house. And I never actually was challenged, so I didn't have to do it. All right, watch Jimmy Kimmel Live tonight. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Do those things, and then I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.